A genetic study of Sumatran rhinoceroses is providing what scientists call good news for the critically endangered animal. Experts say fewer than 100 of them remain in existence. Researchers report that the two wild rhino populations on the islands of Borneo and Sumatra showed unexpectedly good genetic health in a new study. The study also showed surprisingly low levels of inbreeding. Inbreeding is the result of producing young from closely related parents. The Sumatran rhinoceros is known for its two small horns and a thin coat of reddish-brown hair. It is the closest living relative to the woolly rhinoceros of the last ice age. Nicholas Dussex helped lead the study that was published in Nature Communications. With such small population sizes, we were expecting much higher inbreeding, he said. Dussex added that the findings suggest there may still be time to save the genetic diversity of the animal. Researchers studied the genomes of 7 rhinos from Borneo, 8 from Sumatra, and 6 from the former Malay Peninsula population. The Sumatran rhinoceros is the smallest of the world's 5 rhinoceros species, weighing around 700 to 800 kilograms. The animal lives in rainforest areas. It also lives alone, except when mating and raising young. The animals once lived across a wide area of Southeast Asia, from the Himalayas to Borneo and Sumatra. Illegal hunting, or poaching, and environmental destruction have hurt its population. The Sumatran rhinoceros population fell by about 70% over the past 2 decades. Joanna von Seth was the study's lead author. She says genetic diversity is very important to the animal's long-term survival. It permits, she said, adaptation to future environmental changes and diseases. Adaptation means a change in an animal that makes it better able to live. The researchers said steps such as moving rhinos for mating or using artificial insemination could cause an exchange of genes between the Borneo and Sumatra populations. The Sumatran rhinoceros has shown low reproductive success in captivity and faces a high risk of inbreeding in the wild because of its small numbers. Inbreeding creates a heightened risk of genetic problems. Scientists had feared that reports of health issues among these rhinos were evidence of a dangerously inbred population. Lova Dalen was a co-writer of the study. It's important to remember that the Sumatran rhino is still on the verge of extinction due to non-genetic factors, he said. A factor is something that helps produce a result or effect. Dalen said that the study showed that the species' genetics alone will not necessarily cause its extinction. But problems from environmental destruction of its homelands and illegal hunting must be solved also, he said. I'm John Russell.